All right, good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. I have 9:02 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move on to our first order of business this morning, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 488300 through 488310, 488312 through 488381, warrants 8866. One journal entry or transfer, and one voided check, 488311.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
I believe I said, just for clarification, through full check number 488381.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, next we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from July 7th, 2026.
Move to approve regular session minutes for July 7th, 2026.
Second. Is there any discussion? I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the notice of intent to declare single source provider for night vision equipment, number 202606-604. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff Brad Daniels. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sheriff, I believe Sergeant Wilson spoke to us back on the 30th regarding the equipment. Was there anything that you wanted to add this morning?
I don't believe so. He selected this after some extensive research, and the reason he went with this particular company is highly recommended by some folks that have been doing it for a long time. And this one, the body of this one, allows to have the thermal overlay, and it's the only night vision which allows that compatible with the thermal overlay,
okay,
which is why it's a sole source.
Okay. Any other questions for sure? All right. Our intention this morning is to clearly declare a single source provider. Is there any discussion prior to the reading of single source provider information? If there's anyone here now who feels they or their company can offer an alternative as a direct source, not third party, to TNVC Incorporated, Tactical Night Vision Company, with a product as beneficial as what they offer to Taney County, with all the same financial and same operational advantages, including delivery. If so, please come forward now. Seeing no such person nor receiving any written responses, is there a motion to be made to declare TNVC Incorporated as the single sole source provider for the purchase of night vision equipment?
Move to declare TNVC Incorporated Tactical Night Vision Company as the single source provider for the purchase of night vision equipment.
Second. I have a motion and second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the fiscal year 2026 Bridging Immigration-Related Deficits Experience Nationwide Program File, number 26-076S for Sheriff.
So this is it's a grant application. We are going to request funds to hire a crime analyst. That's one of the things that's allowed through this grant, and they will pay for the first 3 years of that analyst's salary and benefits. So that's what we have requested.
Okay.
Do we need to just approve the grant application, I guess?
I believe so at this time.
Also, we'll mention that we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 9th, 2026, approving the application to form.
You guys have any other questions or comments?
I do not.
Move to approve the fiscal year 2026 Bridging Immigration-Related Deficits Experience Nationwide Program grant application.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have audio and video application services agreement, file number 26-074 S. Sheriff. The purpose of this agreement is to provide the SIDNET Internet applications platform for use within the correctional facility. It's for an initial 60-month and automatically renews for one-year terms until terminated by either party.
This one is an update to our current, basically our phone services in the jail.
Okay.
Sort of for our video visitation and phone and telephone.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 9th, 2026. With some notes for consideration, I believe in paragraph 2 of the last page. Paragraph 2 of the last page of his review.
Yeah, I had him look into that back in earlier this year, and basically at that time what he had said was all we can really go off of is what the provider is telling us. What the county is receiving is within what's allowed. What the provider is charging, he relayed to me that basically we have to take their word because we have no way to really tell exactly what they're making there.
Sure. Okay.
The way this particular company, the way they charge is they charge by data sold, as opposed to a cost per minute that some of the other companies are doing. They just do it, simple cost per minute. And these are selling megabytes or gigabytes of data, and then it's kind of hard to break that down, other than just going off what they tell us that they're making.
Okay.
You said paragraph 2 on the last page.
I believe it was actually page 3.
The third page?
Yeah.
Okay. You have that, sure.
If I could get down with the, above the chart.
No, next page. Second paragraph.
I'm not opposed to having to make a revision and reaching out if that's what we want to do.
When is this contract, the existing service?
August.
Okay, so we got a little bit of time.
A little bit of time, yes.
Do we want to approve it contingent upon those changes, or do we want to approve it with those changes, or do we want to, how do you want to? Do you want to kick it back to Travis, have him make those changes, and we can approve it and then send it to them? So that way, because it's a simple thing, he can probably do and put on next week's agenda if that works for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So move to table the audio and video application services agreement to, is it 20, on the calendar here, 21st?
21st.
To July 21st, 2026.
All right, second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Will you all take care of sending that to legal, or do I need to do that?
We'll take care of it.
Okay. Yep. Next, we have the content and security application data usage agreement.
So this one is with the same company. It's a little bit different. We are going to add tablets for the inmates in the jail. We will be providing the Wi-Fi service, and then they provide the tablets, and then they replace tablets that are damaged. Unless the amount of the damage were to exceed the amount of revenue that they receive for a year, I believe that's how it's written up, which is unlikely. But that's what this is for.
It appears that he has the same concerns in the same paragraph.
I didn't receive the his letter on that one, but just do the same thing with that one as far as I'm concerned.
Probably be the same on the same on both.
Yep. Move to table the content and security application data usage agreement to a definite date of July 21st, 2026.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, next is the agreement for armored vehicle, file number 26-073S for Sheriff. Again, this purpose is an agreement for the purchase of an armored vehicle. Again, Sergeant Wilson had previously provided some details or anything you want to add on that, Sheriff? We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 9th, 2026, approving the agreement to form.
Move to approve the agreement for armored vehicle buying between Taney County and Teradyne Armored Vehicles Incorporated.
Second. I have a motion and second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, sir.
Next, we have the agreement for day cab pull truck, one or more, file number 26-077RB for Roden Bridge. This morning we have Roden Bridge Administrator Mr. Jack Cole with us. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Commissioner.
This agreement is for the purchase of one or more 2027 Kenworth T880 day cab pull trucks. This agreement is made pursuant to a cooperative purchasing agreement in connection with Sourcewell contract number 032824-KTC. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 9th, 2026, approving this agreement to form. Jack, I believe the primary use for this one would be at the transfer station.
Yeah, to replace one of our current trucks. It's getting pretty high mileage, and we're having a lot of mechanical issues.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I do not.
Move to approve the agreement for day cab pull truck, one or more, buying between Ozark Kenworth, doing business as MHC Kenworth in Taney County.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, sir.
Next, we have the Taney County Auditor Monthly Budget Report. This morning, we have Taney County Auditor David Clark with us this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Commissioner. I have the monthly budget report for June 2026. At the end of the month, Taney County, the general county revenue ended at an amount of $26,994,491. The Roden Bridge Fund ended. The CART Fund ended at a balance of $3,500,000.